Chapter 11. Be prepared to fire your agent. You've hired an agent and you're not happy. Your home isn't selling. There's nothing more frustrating in real estate than having a property that won't sell. As time goes on, things don't get better. What's even worse is when you can honestly blame your agent. Now that's a different conversation. You want a fresh start with someone else who could bring the right strategy and new energy to the process. Waiting it out to the end of your contract is frustrating and inconvenient. Feelings get in the way. Can you imagine being in this situation with a friend or family member? Let's not go there. Most people don't prepare for the worst. When the wheels come off, it's easy to look back at what you should have done. I hope that you aren't in this position right now. I do hope that you've listened through this audiobook, including this chapter, because it has a lot of proactive advice that will make it easier for you to move on to another agent. First, let's talk about being proactive so you don't have to have painful conversations. Every year, hundreds of thousands of homes do not sell. Most of those sellers didn't want that to happen, and I'm sure they were disappointed. Most homes do not sell because the seller made one or more of the mistakes outlined in this book. I have more than 20 years of observing it happen, which is why I wrote this book. It's imperative to have a conversation with your agent at the beginning about getting out of your contract if you aren't happy. The most experienced, ethical, and successful agents will almost always agree to give you an easy out agreement. An easy out agreement is exactly what it sounds like. If the client is unhappy with the service provided, the agent will let them out of the contract. As long as there is open communication and the agent gets an opportunity to remedy any situation that has upset the seller. Top agents don't make many mistakes. Remember that this is a relationship business. Agents want to maintain that relationship so it can lead to a sale and to more leads. Most agents won't offer this option, so it's important to ask about it. The way your prospective agent handles this part of the negotiation will give you a lot of insight into the kind of person you're about to go into business with to sell your home. It will give you a very good idea how your agent will behave if things don't go well. Read the contract. The first thing to do is to read your contract carefully. Keep in mind that most real estate paperwork is comprised of standard forms provided by the local association of realtors. Therefore, they are one-sided. Consequently, then, the bias favors the real estate agent in your area. Whether or not the form is a template, consider having an attorney review it. A local real estate attorney will be very familiar with these forms, and it won't take long for them to review. If your agent doesn't explain the contract, then at least your attorney will. Keep that attorney handy, as you might need them later. Be a detective. Whether your home has been on the market for one day or one year, you should act like a detective throughout the process. It's important to know what efforts have been made to sell your home. This only takes a few minutes. Google your address to see how your home is presented on the many online portals. Even if your home has been listed for a few weeks, the online view should be in the hundreds, if not the thousands. Does your home have at least an easy-to-find dedicated website such as www.123yourstreet.com? You are paying your agent a lot of money, so it should. Pretend you are a buyer searching for a home online and ask yourself if you found enough information about the home that makes you want to take the next step. Check for basic and accurate information. This includes photos, price, square footage, and the phone number for your agent. Is the agent using bait-and-switch tactics? That means that the listing price or the bed-bath count isn't available, thus requiring a buyer to call or email the agent for that information. Buyers hate this. The number one thing buyers want is information. They don't want to call a salesperson for it. Who does? Are the photos second rate? Are there enough of them? Are there too many? If you were a buyer, would your home look appealing to you? Do the photos show the home in its best condition? How do the photos compare to the homes that you are competing against? If the photos have been done poorly or not at all, is that grounds for firing? Well, probably not. It depends on what else the agent is doing or not doing. Is your agent doing everything possible to market your home? Likely, there are clauses in your listing contract that stipulate the level of service you can expect. Does it seem to you that your home doesn't have the right type of exposure? Does it seem like competitive listings are easier to find and being exposed a lot more? Is your home on social media? Was a Facebook campaign launched? The marketing and social media coverage an agent provides needs to be at least comparable to the other listings on the market with good exposure. You do want to stand out, don't you? Is your agent doing the things that benefit mostly himself or herself or your sale? Are their tactics self-serving? Maybe you're not hearing from your agent at all or not with enough frequency. What are they saying on the phone? The way your agent handles a phone call speaks volumes as to how your sale is going to go. Agents have been known to say stupid things that actually dissuade buyers. If your home is listed but isn't selling, and you have a feeling that your agent isn't on top of it, then consider having a friend pose as a buyer and call your agent. If your friend's call goes to voicemail, then consider how long it takes for a return phone call. This is a good way to show how friendly and helpful the agent is and basically to find out how your agent handles a fresh lead. This will show how your agent handles their business because most of the time, the first serious interaction is over the phone. When you left a message, were you called back? Is the agent scaring buyers and their agents away? Are they exaggerating problems with the home? The agent could be telling other agents, but not buyer inquiries, that the home is already sold, but it really isn't. So they can try to earn a double commission. If so, this might be grounds for firing the agent. The agent could be telling people the home is a teardown when it isn't. Have a friend call the phone number and ask about the house and have them tell you what the agent says. Check to see if the agent says something like, "If you go through me, then you can get the house." If the agent doesn't return phone calls or emails, or they seem to always be on vacation or too busy with their own lives, then there is a problem. I get phone inquiries from dissatisfied sellers who are unhappy with their current listing situation about every other month. I can usually figure out what is wrong with the situation within a few minutes just by asking 4 or 5 questions and by looking on the internet. Most top agents can do the same thing. If the problems are serious enough, you may have good cause to cancel a listing. Don't fire them yet. You might think I'm crazy, but whatever you find wrong, ask your agent to fix it. Ask for a new photo shoot, a floor plan, more marketing, a better description, more agent feedback and outreach, or more communication from them. Ask that they do not represent a buyer. Find out if your agent is offering a competitive and attractive buyer's agent commission. Some agents offer a below-market cooperating broker commission on the MLS. Since this is the last chapter of the book, I'll assume the other mistakes aren't happening. Listen to your agent and see if their explanations sound reasonable. Give them a chance to improve the situation first. Maybe they had a family emergency, illness, or something they didn't necessarily want to share with you. Just ask. Getting rid of your agent might be easier than you think. Simply ask your agent if you can be released. As my mom always said, just ask. I've given this advice to a lot of other agent sellers, and it works sometimes. Chances are, if you're hoping to switch agents, then your current agent may not want to work with you anyway. Maybe the agent has decided that your home will never sell. Maybe they've mentally moved on and are just waiting for the end date to come. Maybe they know they've done a bad job. Maybe they're tired of spending marketing dollars that don't seem to produce results. And maybe they don't like you either. If you ask, you might get what you wish for. You may also get your agent to start working harder. You might also cause resentment. And if that's the case, it's because you didn't hire a professional. Sometimes personalities clash. Sometimes things don't work out. Usually a homeowner and the agent can part ways amicably. In most circumstances, though, you can't just call your real estate agent and tell them you want out and that you want someone else. It doesn't work that way with a contract. Of course, some sellers want to cancel their listing because they want to renegotiate the commission. Maybe they want to list with a less expensive company or a discount agent. Alternatively, maybe they want to sell to a neighbor or friend and not pay a commission at all. Read your contract carefully, as it's unlikely that these are valid reasons to try to cancel. Start by documenting what you're upset about. Whatever the problem is, the agent should be able to address it professionally. You should still put it in writing. The first step is to bring it up with your agent before going to their broker or manager. If it doesn't get addressed, then decide if your concerns need to be escalated up the ladder. If you have a good, experienced, and honest agent working with a reputable broker, they should be able to figure out the issues. When sellers are distressed about the sales process, agents will hopefully ask to have the chance to fix what can be fixed. Be sure to let them know what those fixes should be. An agent's goal shouldn't necessarily be to sell your home, although that is probably your ultimate goal. No, agents should want to make you so happy that you refer them to your friends and family. Obvious justifications for firing your agent include fraud, lying, or other deceptive practices. These don't happen often, but consulting an attorney will help. For a few $100, you can get the perspective of someone who understands contracts. An attorney who specializes in residential real estate will be the most effective and cost-effective choice. Canceling a listing needs to be done in writing. It's going to be upsetting when your agent tells you they don't actually have the authority to cancel your listing. They need to get permission and a signature from their broker or manager to cancel. That's because the listing contract is with the brokerage. The agent is only the representative. Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in. You won't like hearing this. It isn't easy to get a brokerage to cancel a listing. In fact, it can be extremely challenging. It usually depends on the agent and how badly they want the commission. If the agent wants to get paid, they will ask their broker manager to fight for their commission. Often, both the agent and the broker will fight you to keep it with the same brokerage. Many office managers will just refer the listing to another agent in the office, and that agent will pay a fee to your old agent once the listing closes. If the brokerage releases you, they may ask you to pay them up front for their expenses, or they may ask your new agent to pay them a referral fee when your home sells. I'm not sure how that makes you feel. Sometimes sellers don't want their old agent to make a dime. I get it. If I were you, I'd tell them hell no. Brokerage managers aren't all evil. They're usually reasonable. If you lay out your case, you'll be much more successful than the person who yells on the phone or emails in all caps. Don't threaten legal action at this point. If it seems that the brokerage is unreasonable, then let them know you're going to call a real estate attorney. If you found an attorney, then let your brokerage know. If you have an attorney in the family who will work for free, then let them know that too. Just don't make empty threats that you have an attorney and you're going to sue. Maybe that comes later. Let the brokerage know your reasons and intentions first, and do it in writing. Keep track of the actions that your agent didn't take or did not carry out professionally. If you don't get a reasonable response, or if you don't get a response at all, then it might be worth the time to have an attorney write a letter to the brokerage. This will get their attention. There's no guarantee, however, that a lawyer will get you the outcome you desire. Even if you signed a long-term contract, you might be able to negotiate something shorter. If you're close to the end of the contract, you can just let it expire and you'll be free to hire another agent of your choosing. This is a low-drama option that many sellers choose, but there are many issues to consider before taking it. Are prices going up or down? Are you headed into a traditionally slow period? These days, buyers know how long your house has been on the market. The more time it's been on the market and the more agents you've hired, the more your property might be perceived as tough to sell. Also, you might be perceived as a difficult seller. Even though the reason for changing agents is poor representation, buyers and agents don't know this. They might think your house has problems if you go back on the market. I come from the school of fixing problems, even if it's tough. I get a lot of calls from unhappy sellers, and I tell them the same thing. If you can fix the issue right now, then you're probably better off. Be aware of protection periods. Another thing to keep in mind is that protection periods almost always exist in your listing contract, and they can be easily overlooked by the consumer. The protection period is the time period in which you will owe a commission to your original agent, even after your listing contract ends. It protects the agent's commission, not you. Just because you've relisted with a new agent doesn't mean you're in the clear. If you sell your home to someone who has toured the property while it was listed for sale with the original agent, you may have to pay a commission to your previous agent. Most protection periods are not terminated when you sign a new listing contract with another agent, so make sure to read the fine print. To validate the protection period clause, the agent is usually required to notify the seller in writing before the expiration or cancellation of the listing. Each state's association of realtors writes these clauses into their contracts. Remember that the realtor associations are there to serve their members. Why didn't anyone tell me? Maybe you find yourself in a situation where everyone but you seems to know that you're working with an agent who isn't reputable. You ask agents their opinions, and they just tell you it's a tough market and ask you when your contract expires. No one will give you strategy, pricing, or market advice. That's because agents don't want to be accused of intentional and unlawful contract interference. Agents have to keep their mouths shut. Until you're out of your contract, it's usually up to you to figure it out. No one wants to fire anyone, and no one wants to be fired. One of the best ways to resolve this common issue is to handle it at the initial interview, before you sign the listing contract. A transaction isn't supposed to be a fight. I like to say we all have the same finish line. Buyer, agents, escrow, title, and lender all want to get over the finish line, and they have to do it together. However, mistakes can add up, and we all get let down. Don't make the mistake of not being prepared for the worst.